Kosovo. And it's my great privilege to introduce Consulate General Yarzet. He is retiring, so he says this is going to be one of his last trips to Iowa. And also Miss Rospa, and she's Secretary General of Local Government. I'd like to give them a good house welcome.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Benton, Representative Gerhold. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. I would like to introduce Reagan Jungi from Keystone and from District 75, my district, along with her mom, Crystal, and her dad, Jerry, and her grandparents, and her sister, Celeste. They're sitting in back. I went to high school with her dad, Jerry. But anyway, an eighth grader from Benton Community Schools, Reagan has raised nearly $50,000 over the last 7 years to send relief supplies to victims of natural disasters across the United States and overseas, and to provide homeless veterans with essential items and an annual Christmas party. When she was six, Reagan saw an elderly couple on TV who had just lost their home to a tornado in Joplin, Missouri. To quote, "I felt like I had to do something to help," she said. She began making beaded bracelets and setting them out at local stores, soliciting donations. When she had accumulated $1,600, Reagan and her family drove for 8 hours to deliver the money to the homeless couple in Missouri. After seeing the destruction and despair in Joplin, Reagan said, "I knew this was something that I wanted to continue to do." She ramped up her bracelet-making initiative and raised an additional funds by seeking sponsors and hosting garage sales and other fundraising activities. With the support of friends, classmates, 4-H'ers, and members of her community, Reagan acquired hygiene items, flashlights, batteries, gloves, diapers, clothes, and other things needed after disaster strike, and began shipping packages to devastated people by Mother Nature. With money left over, she purchased tents, blankets, hand warmers, shoes, and other items for veterans living on the streets or in shelters. She also throws a holiday party for local vets each year, complete with gift bags and a traditional Christmas dinner. Reagan said, "After almost 80 years of helping, I've learned anything is possible." Please give a wonderful Iowa State House welcome to Reagan.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Cass, Representative Moore. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Madam Speaker, today the Iowa Beverage Association is at the Capitol. The Iowa beverage industry employs some 3,000 Iowans and has a $1.7 billion impact on our economy. They would like you to join them today from 3 to 4:30 in the legislative dining room for a Coke, a Pepsi, a Dr. Pepper, and some snacks.